Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today. I'm Sue O'Brien and my guest is Monique Lacoste. Monique is the co-chair of Manitoba 150, the celebration of our province's 150th anniversary, which will take place province-wide next year. Thanks for joining me today, Monique.
Happy to be here.
Monique, please give our listeners an overview of what Manitoba 150 is and what, as co-chair, you're hoping to see transpire in 2020.
Well, we're really excited already as we look forward to 2020, because as you mentioned, in 1870, so going on 150 years ago, Manitoba became a province. And we're planning a year's worth of exciting events and programs to commemorate that anniversary. And I specify the word anniversary because we're very mindful of the fact that what we're celebrating is a slice of a very rich and long shared history. And on shared land, of course, we know people were living here well before 1870. So we're not trying to imply that this was the beginning of Manitoba, but we are celebrating the moment that through Indigenous leadership, we became the fifth province in Canada. We were hoping that everyone in Manitoba, regardless of where they live, will have at least one or more opportunities to stop and think about how far we've come as a province. And of course, all that we can now contribute to making it better going forward.
And how did you come to be involved with it? And why did you feel compelled to do so?
Well, I've got to say, I feel very honored to have been approached by Stuart Murray, who was already on the committee. The committee had been struck a little over a year ago, and this fall, it moved from an organization that had begun as a government initiative to a not-for-profit organization. So we're independent of government, and when they made that change, they decided to ask a few additional board members to join as a proud Francophone, as a proud Métis person. I was really glad that I was approached. I'm a lover of community and try to get involved where I can. And I love these big events that bring people together.
There are three programs that were launched on September 20th. Yes. One of them is the Build 150 program. So tell us about that.
Clearly, there will be a lot of events and activities to allow us to celebrate. But this idea of leaving a lasting legacy is really important to us. We have put $1.22 million in a pool along with the endowment funds around the province. So you are certainly aware of a community foundation. There are 55 of them around the province, and they are going to be the ones that are also going to put in $1.2 million. So we're going to have a pot of about $2.5 million across the province, and people are going to be able to apply to their community foundation, so the people of Thompson could do that in their area, and they would receive and review applications and approve them based on community needs. Because it was really important for us that if people are going to have a lasting legacy project, some people in their community may want to plant trees. Some people may feel they need a new play structure or a community kitchen, or maybe refurbish something that's existing but that just needs a facelift. So we don't want to be prescriptive and tell people what it is they should do for Manitoba 150. So with the community foundations who are already doing the good work, they'll be the ones to lead this build fund. So we're inviting people to get their ideas going and to talk to their community foundations about what might be meaningful in your region.
All right, excellent. And the next program is the Celebrate 150 program. What qualifies for this funding?
We're looking for one-time event-based initiatives. These are picnics and festivals, or maybe you've always wanted to have a food festival or something a little different for your community. So in the name of Manitoba 150, we're inviting people to think a little differently and come up with great opportunities to engage their community. The funds will range from up to $10,000 for organizations that have smaller operating budgets, or it could be up to a maximum of $70,000 for larger municipalities or organizations or First Nations. That's for up to 70% of the project cost. We're asking not-for-profit organizations and municipalities and First Nations to start thinking about how they want to celebrate Manitoba's 150th, and then reach out to us. We have applications and all the guidelines at manitoba150.com, manitoba150.com. The deadline for applications is November 12th. for the celebration piece, we're hoping people will start thinking right away and get their application in. If they have questions, our staff is very happy to answer them and help them get an application in.
And the last one, the Honor 150 program. Now, that really gets to the heart of Manitoba communities, large and small. So, Monique, please explain the significance of Honor 150.
You know, I have goosebumps just hearing you say that. This is, to me, one of the really special programs that we're going to have on many levels. Honor 150 says it right there. We intend to honor 150 Manitobans who are making a quiet difference in their communities through volunteer efforts. We know Manitobans are very generous of their time. They're great volunteers. But we all know those people who are quietly working in their neck of the woods and have never received recognition. The main criteria for this award is that the person has never been publicly recognized with an award before. What we want to do is honor these folks. The deadline is January for this one, but we're hoping people will start nominating someone from their community and shining a light on those who are making a difference but who have yet to be recognized for them. And when we honor them, they will receive a medal in the Manitoba legislature. We will celebrate them at a lovely gala and banquet, and they'll even get to participate in the Santa Claus parade. It's really a beautiful story, and we can't wait to hear the stories of these outstanding Manitobans. We know there are many more than 150, but we hope you'll help us find 150 of them.
Where are those forms available?
Forms are available with all the details at manitoba150.com.
And I don't envy you the job of trying to decide which 150 Manitobans are worthy of the award, because I know in our own community here in Thompson, we have a good number of people who I think would qualify.
I agree. I think the selection committee is going to have quite a difficult task on their hands, and it's really important to us, and the guidelines state it, that we be representative of our community, and that we want to make sure that we cover the great Manitoban stories in the north and in the south and show the diversity of our province.
And Monique, what would you like to say to our listeners about getting involved in the Manitoba 150 celebrations, and specifically about taking advantage of one of the three programs you mentioned?
Well, I would really encourage the people of Thompson to begin thinking about how they would like to celebrate Manitoba's 150th anniversary. This is a significant milestone, and milestones give us a moment to take stock. And this is really by Manitobans, for Manitobans, to say, what do we want to do here to make this a memorable moment? So in 25 years or 50 years, we can say, do you remember back in 2020? What a memorable year that was for our community. So whether it's a lasting legacy with the Build 150 or with the Celebrate 150 Fund or honoring one of your volunteers, please start to think about how you'll celebrate and make sure to apply for one or all of the programs.
All right. So, Thompson, you've heard it here. You've been challenged and encouraged to get out and to start getting your ideas together. Go to the website and get your application forms. I thank you again, Monique, for your time and the efforts that you're putting into making Manitoba 150 next year a great success and something for us to look forward to.
Thanks very much, Sue. We'll have much more to announce in the coming months, so stay tuned.
Definitely we will. For this edition of Thompson Today, here on 1029 CHTM, I'm Sue O'Brien.